morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the FSA office with this week's USDA report. Well, today I want to start off and visit with the CRP producers. This year for 2013, the acreage certifications will have to be filed as they have in the past. But because of budget, we're not going to be mailing those 578 certification forms out to the producers. So if you're in the listening area and are hearing this, give us a call here at the FSA office in Audubon and ask us to possibly email that to you, or if you're close enough and can come in, that's the best. So, again, we won't be able to just mail those out by U.S. mail this year just because of the budget, but we might be able to email them to you. A reminder, the acre sign-up ends June 3rd, which is just 2.5-3 weeks away. And so if you're interested in the acre option for your farm enrollment this year, you need to get that done by the June 3rd deadline. DCP, however, does continue on until August 2nd. And we can sign you up at this time or this summer as time permits for you. But again, both of them have deadlines, and neither one of them can be extended past those applicable dates. Well, back to the CRP again, there is a general sign-up that will begin May 20th, which is next Monday. This will be a 4-week sign-up in the CRP program. Currently, we have about 27 million acres enrolled nationwide, and producers that will be offering land in this one will be doing so on a competitive basis. So their offers will be ranked with everybody nationwide. We do not plan any formal meetings for the CRP program, but there are some informational meetings via a webinar available that you can register for. That address is https://womenfoodagnet. That's womenfoodagnet .wufoo.com. And you can log into that, and there's a forum, a seminar on May 23rd at 10 o'clock in the morning, running through till 11:30. So if you missed that, you can go back to the website at KJAN and re-listen to this program and get that website, or you can call our office and we'll get it to you. I also want to remind producers now we are May 16th, so the primary nesting season began yesterday. If there are to be some acres spot mowed or sprayed on your CRP, you'll need to get permission from the FSA office to do that. So a simple request is all that you need to do. We identify the area on the map, and then we authorize you to go out there and do such. And final item, the mid-contract management activities for the spring of 2013 should have been completed by yesterday. If you haven't got them done, you'll have to wait until August 2nd. But if you do have them done and you've got bills to turn in to our office, please do so as soon as possible. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.